real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's UN ambassador says today he has conveyed to Washington it will respond firmly to the United States if it becomes directly involved in Israel's military campaign. Trump advisors appear split on that. ABC's Perry Russum.
U.S. and Israeli intelligence appear to differ on their assessment of Iran's capabilities. Israel claims Tehran is closer to a nuclear weapon, while U.S. assessments say Iran is several months to 1 year away from a deliverable bomb.
A nighttime attack by Russia on Ukraine has killed 15, most in Kyiv, which saw its deadliest attack yet. Gazans lining up for flour encountered bullets by Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 51 killed, Israel acknowledging several casualties and saying it will investigate. The Fed wraps up its meeting on interest rates today, expected to keep them where they are. The Stanley Cup trophy will stay where it is in Florida. Panthers win in six. Sam Bennett is the MVP. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Another scam is rearing its ugly little head in the city of Green Bay. Sophisticated phishing scams are targeting residents, property owners, and local businesses involving Green Bay City permit applications and board or committee processes. The city is warning that the fraudulent scheme involves emails that appear to come from city officials or departments. The emails use official city logos, addresses, and other legitimate details. They then request urgent payment of thousands of dollars for permit or application review fees. The city is warning residents not to respond to these emails. Don't click on any links or provide personal data. For more details and examples of what the scam emails look like, see the story on our website. Speaking of scams, the new community shelter, a homeless shelter in Green Bay, was the victim of a $90,000 scam. They thought they had received a generous donation. That was not the case. Almost all of the funding for the new community shelter does come from donations from businesses, organizations, and individuals. The shelter's currently raising funds for a housing complex and is also trying to raise its budget to allow the emergency shelter, transitional housing, and community meal program to continue. The early July court dates for Judge Hannah Dugan might be pushed back. The case against the Milwaukee County judge may be delayed as the court considers her motions to dismiss charges. A scheduling hearing is set for today to review the arguments. Prosecutors argue Dugan is not entitled to judicial immunity for allegedly helping an undocumented man evade immigration agents. Her defense team says her actions were official judicial acts protected by centuries of legal precedent. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News, WGBW.FM.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. Yeah, I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight as a few showers, even a couple of rumbles of thunder move in. Light winds, morning lows in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms around, could be a bit of heavy rainfall. Highs in the upper 60s to the lower 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels? Or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Jay, Matt, and Air and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. More stories coming out after the fall of Roe versus Wade. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah. Morning. Boy, he's got that cranking, huh?
Oh, man.
You can tell Todd's not here.
Yeah.
Convoy's already just cranking it.
And they don't adjust these
young
things,
kids.
Like,
I don't know what's going on.
Take care of
Convoy.
Us. Anyway, did you see the weather for this weekend? 93.
No. Yeah. Wow, I did not see that.
Yeah. That we haven't hit 90s. I don't know the last time it was 90 in Green Bay, but
it was humid again yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it's so funny. I can't go out in the sun. So yeah. I feel like that little kid with the broken leg during summer vacation.
Oh man. Years ago, but my daughter broke her arm in June.
It's me too.
And that changes the whole family summer.
My arm on literally the second to last day of school.
See, after school. And it changes. It's not just her. You can't go swimming. Really, as a dad, when they're like, 9, 10, 11, the whole family doesn't go swimming. It doesn't go to the beach. It's just like, that was a long summer for us.
Oh, screwed up Little League for me. My last year of Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything bad happens to me early in the summer.
That's because you're risking more stuff, right? You're on what'd you do? Skateboarding? How'd you break it?
We played baseball at school, but we had blacktop playground.
A slide?
And no, it's almost like stickball. It was almost like stickball. We'd use a rubber ball, okay? And you'd bounce it to the guy to hit, and you'd use your fist as the bat.
Really?
Yeah. And
economical?
Yeah. And there was a pop-up, and I was going for it, and so was Mikko LaJoy. And at the last second, Mikko ducked down to get out of my way, and I did a boom right over the top of him, completely flipped over.
Yeah.
And as soon as, only time in my life where somebody has ever said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No."
Yeah.
And it was just busted. Yeah.
And that's in the old days with the cast, with the plaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yep.
The nun came out. I'll never forget. You remember playing as I told you this story, and she had a big safety pin, and she pinned it to my shirt. And the guy, our gym teacher, who was a total bleep, took me to the hospital, and he was a jerk. Boobsy Marietti. And we're out there, and a guy, "Hey, Boobsy, did you ever sell that truck?" "No, I still got her. You looking?" "Yeah. Now, is that a four-wheel drive?" "Yeah, but you got to turn the lugs, you know." It's like that. As I said, my arm snapped in half. And then we go into the waiting room or whatever, and the nurse goes, "I know that's really painful. There's no shame in crying." He goes, "If he does, I'll make sure he's a laughing stock in Nagani St. Paul School."
Jeez, wow. I'll give that nun credit for the safety pin.
Yeah.
Making it, that's a good idea.
Nuns were resourced. They had those little pouches.
Well, no, they had everything in there.
They had a tool set.
Yeah,
they had a socket set. They had a welder. Yeah,
they could have been at Let's Make a Deal.
They had a propane torch.
Hard-boiled egg. Yeah, I mean,
they had a switchblade.
They did have a lot in that pouch.
Nuns in those pouches were unbelievable.
But that's, yeah.
And they, were they ever cold or hot? It could be 98 degrees and they'd be in their big, huge, whatever.
Habits.
It could be 20 below and they have a shawl and that would be it. What was the, were nuns the toughest people ever back in those eras?
Yeah. And, yeah. You just, I don't know. That's a tough life, right?
Oh, my God. You can't even imagine.
No.
I can't even imagine anything worse than being a nun.
And I think maybe that's, maybe they vented some of that frustration on
the kids. Yeah, maybe.
On, like you and me, not on the kids, just on a couple of us. But yeah, it. God bless them for doing that.
God
but
bless
they,
them.
They worked hard. And they didn't just teach, they cleaned. You know, they were
did
like,
everything.
They did everything.
They did everything.
They did. They did everything. I don't think you see people like
that. I remember another time a kid knocked me down. Their playground was completely full of ice. We did the thing when you'd shack somebody. You know, they'd be standing there, you'd walk, and you'd hit their foot that way, and they'd fall down. And Joe Durfee did it to me, or Ziffle Durfee, one of the two. And I go down and cut up my hole right up here. Nun comes running out, and she pulls out a thing of, pulls out a scissors and a big thing of, tape. Where'd that come from?
Yeah,
they were unbelievable. Unbelievable. So who we got watching? We got Vicky says, it's hump day. Let's go. Cheese Curd Nick is watching. He's on his way. Michael Friedman says, good morning, gentlemen from Door County. Michael, why don't you stop bragging?
Yeah.
Every day.
Somewhat, right?
I'd love to be there, guys, but I'm in
Italy.
Yeah, County, Morocco. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
That's
what was that other little island outside of it that's supposed to be? Oh, I was in Malta. Well, the place I was staying was okay. It was a $12 million.
Friend of mine. Friend of mine.
Jesse is watching. Jesse, the pride of Stevenson, Michigan. Go Eagles. Mike Pritzel watching and driving probably. Good morning, everybody. We got a great lineup for you today. Cheese Curd Nick is going to come here to give us a review on your gathering last night.
That was fun.
Gathering last
night. Glam Band. I mean, not Glam Band. Big Mouth.
Yep.
They were great. I couldn't believe how many people. Of course, the weather was like, it was perfect. It wasn't like good. It was perfect. It just, you know, no bugs. It was just warm. And I bet you they had, the last time they played there, again, that's a neighborhood event. That's not city sponsored or anything. It's done by the neighborhood. A couple hundred people. There's 500-600 people there. It was all the way back to that.
That's
basketball.
Great.
Yeah. It was just, it was
big,
huge.
You know, Big Mouth is like the Glam Band. I can see we get it mixed up
because
they have the same, it doesn't matter where the event is. It doesn't matter what the event is. They will draw.
And today they're coming in, Big Mouth. And they got this new.
A new singer.
Oh, is she great?
It was between her and me.
They did the right choice.
They decided to go the female.
She was great. And, you know, encore and people standing, it was just a great night. The crowd was into it. I think it's summer's finally here. School just got out. And I think people were like, okay, this is kicking
this
off
is
my
it.
Summer.
Yeah.
It was great.
It hadn't felt like summer until now.
I agree. Yeah.
It still felt like spring.
Yeah.
And
but you know, it's just, you know, they have, of course, the benches there, but you know, so many people just brought their lawn chairs and it was just a really good crowd, you know, a little older, large, you know, but it was just a great, because Glam Band, I mean, not Glam Band. I keep saying that.
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, what, 20? They got to be over 20 years, right?
I guess. I don't remember them not being around, put that way. I really don't. I mean, it's just like they've always been here since I've been here.
And people just, one song after another, they're just really, really good. So, and
they're awesome.
They don't talk a lot. They play a lot.
They play. They never phone it in.
Right. Yeah, no, they worked
they're
hard.
They're fantastic.
So that was a great night last night. And then tonight, of course, the City Band concerts kick off, which is in the same park. So
got a
that's
text
cool.
here. Mike from Green Bay heading to Wrigley for the Brewers game. Weather does not look good.
Oh, are you? I looked at that this morning. I thought it was okay.
Well, it's
from
Chicago. We're talking Chicago.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Wrigley, that's a great place to watch a game, though, right?
Great.
That's small stadium. That'd be fun.
I never forget, though, the first time I was ever there, and I buy a beer from a vendor, and I give him, like, I don't know, you know, a little, it's like $8. I give him a 10. He goes, I go, what? He goes, that's it? I go, that's what? He goes, $2?
Jeez.
I go, is that not enough? He goes, you're not from Chicago, are you? I said something.
Wow.
Almost had an altercation.
Oh, man, I would have taken $2 back.
I know, right?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah.
Joe Vertigan is coming in. Joe is an author. He writes great books on racing and the Green Bay Reformatory. Yeah. But what he's doing, there's a young man from the area who was seriously injured in a racing accident. And Joe's... we want to talk about that, about really helping out with that. Ben and Dana Malcor moving with the Malcors. Want to get them in. A lot of little things happening right now in the world of real estate. Because this is the hot, hot, hot time right now.
Yeah.
And it's interesting what's going on. Then, John Kramer headlines of the Press Times. Big Rick Pembroke will be here with the new singer. Debuting the new singer for Big Mouth is going to be here in the studio. Kelsey
awesome.
Daney. And that's going to be, did she perform last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She was, I mean, Rick's, they're all awesome, but she, you know, I'm not saying she stole the show, but she's a great, great addition. She is. She's just, she's been in Green Bay. She knows a little bit about theater and she's got great stage presence. That was
awesome.
She was the whole thing. Yeah, that was great. That Melchior thing, that you're right. It's going to be interesting to see what's all going on. You see, there's a lot more development going on. I'm wondering how that's going to affect our prices on things. Yeah. So,
So I was so angry last night.
I just put one more thing. I was going to say that John's coming in. John was there last night too, taking pictures for the press times, which is cool. So I talked to him for a little while.
Anyway. Oh, he won't pass up a free meal. he's delved into the media world quickly. Quickly. Anyway,
but it was nice to see him.
What else we got here? I'm on the wrong thing here.
Oh, I lost
our page. Yeah. But I was so mad last night.
What's that?
First of all, I tried. Okay, are there any WNBA fans out there? Caitlin Clark fans? I love Caitlin Clark. I think she's the greatest thing in the history of sports. Okay? Love her. And she single-handedly has taken over an entire league.
Absolutely.
No one, I don't care what they say, nobody except this small little group of people paid attention to the WNBA. It wasn't small enough. It wasn't large enough to move the needle the slightest bit. They were bleeding money like you can't believe. If the NBA wasn't writing out check after check after check, they would have folded like a cheap tent so long ago. It's mind-boggling.
And then along
she has resurrected the entire league.
Totally.
The game last night. First of all, you couldn't find the game. I even tried subscribing to Fubo. Do you know what Fubo is?
No.
Nobody does.
Okay. Good.
Nobody knows what Fubo is.
Fubar, okay? But yeah.
Yeah. That's what this was. This was Fubar. So anyway, you know what Fubar means, Conroy? I didn't think so. No,
he's a kid.
So anyway, so I couldn't get it. I tried subscribing and then, you know, canceling the day before you actually have to pay.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't work. I don't know how to subscribe to anything.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised you did that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you did.
So what I just kept doing on my phone, I went to their website, and they would just update the game, how it's going. Mm. And then they'd show highlights. She got pummeled last night. This girl pokes her in the eye, acts like it was accidental.
And I know.
Then she gets into it a little bit. One of that girl's teammates come up behind her and knock her to the ground.
Really?
They don't kick the girl out of the game. And they give Caitlin Clark a technical foul for getting knocked down, basically. Okay? So then she has the biggest... But I would go insane in the locker room if I were her against my teammates. I mean, I would throw chairs at their faces or something. I'm serious. Because they won't defend her.
Yeah, they see.
Finally, last night, the girl that had poked her in the eye, she was going down for a layup, and she just clobbered her.
Awesome.
I loved it. I'm a cougar. I love it.
Yeah. She really has.
It's mind-boggling.
She's a great face for that.
She's
industry.
The face of the organization. Yeah, she's saving the entire league. And the referees are so horrific. Yeah. It's mind-boggling. It's like they've all gotten together and said, hey, we don't want to ruffle the feathers of anybody else, so don't give her anything good. Yeah. It's mind-boggling.
And, you know, it's great that somebody becomes that popular. And such a good person, too.
She's,
you know,
phenomenal.
They're lucky they got, because there's other people that could have.
You know what I said at a press conference the other day, too? Get this. Know why she's so nice?
Iowa?
Half Italian.
Okay, whatever.
She is.
She doesn't look, she's pretty white.
Yeah, she's half Italian.
Really?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I'm with you on her. I don't follow basketball.
I've never seen anything like it. And their coach finally went off last night on the refs on what's happening with her. It's unbelievable.
But
incredible.
If she'd pull out.
I wish she would pull out.
Oh, no,
she would pull out.
She did.
Go
man.
To Europe, play for a year.
Right.
Do whatever. Watch that league fold and beg her to come back.
That's exactly what happened.
God, it's mind-boggling. Terry says the game on NBA TV, I have it on DirecTV. Well, I don't have the money to subscribe to that, Terry. Okay? Terry, I don't have the money to subscribe to that. Terry, what did you think of it? You've been a coach all your life.
Yeah.
You've been an official. What did you think of that performance by those officials last night? Please let me know.
Yeah. So, wait, I think you can get direct, though. You can bundle that, I think.
Yeah, I know how to bundle.
I neither. I just,
Jim,
I think
come
we have
on,
that.
Man.
I think we might have that.
It's a whole new world out there. I don't understand anything.
So, I still have a landline. I'm one of those, you know, white guys that have it. But there's some good deals. Like, it's almost free if you buy certain bundles.
I don't know how to do. I need to hire somebody like Conroy.
Get your kid over to your house. And that's what Greta does, all that stuff for me. I'm like, Dad, you got to do this.
Do me a favor. Call Dom. Ask him to come over to my house and fix my cable. Would you make that call? Yeah. I want to listen. Okay. We're going to start a quick break. I'm back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Have you been looking for an excuse to get fresh ink? Boy, do I have a good one for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday from noon till 4 at the Hive Aesthetics in Appleton, they're holding their first annual fundraiser, Ink for a Cause. It's benefiting Children's of Wisconsin. It's going to be a fun day featuring amazing vendors like the Hive, Little Birdies, Lumitox, and so much more. This is the excuse you've been waiting for. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to find out more.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good looking Wednesday morning in the middle of June. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WSS. And of course, the Civic Media app. And you can text us the Civic Media app, as many of the folks are doing this morning. Sarah's out there. Did Sarah come to your thing last night?
No. No, she did not.
Wow. I invited her. She was going to kind of crash it.
And she was involved. She went to crash it. She was invited, but Terry was invited. Didn't show up. It's
wow.
Okay. That's
wow,
right.
Wow, we had, wow.
That's right. They're still friends.
He remember that.
That's the problem with politicians. We do remember who.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's not a good quality to have, but you kind of remember the people who didn't.
I remember
you
who did not come to my dad's funeral in 1987.
Isn't that awful?
Unbelievable?
It is. But
in 1987, like, yeah. I remember who didn't come into my dad's funeral.
I know.
Yeah.
I
held it against him a little bit. Didn't you?
Yeah. That's not a. You really want to get past that, but no, I'm one of those.
I don't get
people.
Past anything.
I know. So Terry's it just.
Actually, Sarah says she's going to volunteer tonight, so she'll come over for leftovers.
She's coming. Okay. That's great. That'd be great to see her. Yes, that's right. She told me maybe she didn't say she was coming last night, Johnny. She did say she was coming tonight because the city band concert starts tonight at 7.
Sarah, do you ever not work? I've never known a person that works more than her.
Yeah, she puts
Nick, come on in.
Hello, Nick.
I know she worked for Nick a few times or whatever. Nick never wanted me to work for him. I did it one time to raise some money, and then that was it.
Nick works pretty hard.
Although I will say this. The one night I did it for a farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be 96 degrees, and that heat was coming off the pavement to the point where it's like, oh, right, Nick?
Yeah.
By that grill some days when it's down here on the pavement.
Oh, yeah.
That's you should put a thermometer there. It had to be 105.
Well, those things that they have in the back, like on a field.
Yeah.
You know, those round ones.
Yeah.
Wow. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you all recovered, Jim?
Yes. I did a little... Took a little while to clean up, but it was it was fun. I mean, thanks for coming. That was
thanks for the invite.
Was, oh yeah, that was
good. I mean, really,
he gave you rave reviews.
He told me I showed him.
Yeah.
He did. He said, "Hey, look, I'm putting this on." I'm like, "No, don't do that." And then I read it. I'm like, "Oh yeah, go ahead, put it on." Because this guy's a entrepreneur, cook hot dogs, cheese curds, and I was like,
"That's what I mean." That guy's a tough critic.
I know, and I was expecting that.
It's like somebody that owns a pizza joint coming over for a homemade pizza,
right? And he came over early too when I was cooking. I thought, oh, Nick, you're early, but there was
people there before I was there.
I'm glad you were there. That was fun. And is that your wife?
Yes.
It's my wife. Donna said, that's what I thought. And she said, are they married? I said, yeah, they are.
Hey, you of all people cannot criticize somebody for showing up to a party early.
Why?
You and I showed up to a party, and the people were still coming home from the grocery store.
That's right. They're coming. They're bringing in the groceries. We were there. It's true. We got
and
there.
And we never met them before.
No. Didn't know who they were. They're driving. We're in a driveway, and they're like, oh, hi. And
hey, do we have the right place? There's no, we're looking in the window.
Somebody invited to their cottage. We didn't know how far it was. Yeah.
No, I don't see anybody. And their car pulls up. Oh, more people are coming. And it was a lady with bags of groceries to start putting together the party.
I was going to roll in around 5 to see if you need any help.
Oh yeah, no, it was fine. But yeah, that band was awesome. I mean, Big Mouth is great.
And yeah.
Then those guys came over after because entertainers
they never eat before,
so that was fun. But they're encroaching on my bedtime. I tell you, guys, what time you gotta be to work? I said, usually 5:30. Yeah. Oh, he looks at the watch. Well, we better get going. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
So
no, anyway, So did you see the post, John? That I made
your post,
So I went.
I told him.
So when I said I was skeptical, I just thought there was going to be like ketchup, mustard, pickles, maybe some cheese, a bag of Ruffles potato chips.
Yeah.
That's what I thought that was going to be there. And then I called Jim on.
You did.
I called him on Monday, and I said, "Hey, do I need to bring anything?" Or no? He's like, "No." I said, "Well, I was thinking about bringing some chili." He's like, "No, I'm making chili." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
For the
hot dogs. And
you're offending him if you offer to bring something. I've noticed that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. Again, I was skeptical. But I went in there, and I'm like, and I even looked on the stove, because he had everything. He had them in crock pots, and he had the fried onions on the stove staying warm and stuff like that. And I'm like, Jim went all out, fried onions.
Yeah, but that cheese, though.
Yeah, that queso cheese.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, John, I brought some for you, but that was
good. Yeah. John, anyway, you should have come.
It's a dip.
Wait.
No.
No, that you put
it's
on
like
your hot
queso
dog.
Cheese.
Yeah,
hot cheese. Liquid cheese. Yeah.
It's got sour cream. There's a little mustard in there.
Okay.
It was a good concoction.
Nice.
Concoction. That's
nice.
Anyway.
And then what? Spotted cow?
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's,
spotted cow. He had wine.
But that was not a drinking crown. I had your vodka out there. I had that little orange stuff.
Told you I wasn't coming. You still put out the vodka?
Yeah, but that little orange stuff.
So
I put
did
that
anybody
out.
Take it like I did from your Christmas party?
That's right. He took the bottle.
Is that wrong?
What?
Okay, so he doesn't drink vodka.
He says he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
For his Christmas party, he bought a bottle of Tito's for me.
Okay.
Nobody drank it, so I took it.
Okay.
Right. Did you drink some of it before you took
no,
it?
No, I didn't know he had bought it for me.
Well, I bought it for the party and knowing you were coming. I'm not saying if I bought it for you, I would have put your name on it. So I bought it, but I didn't really buy it.
I thought you did, though. I thought you specifically bought it just for me because I like Tito's.
No, I asked
And then nobody drank it because it was for me. So I didn't want to be, what's the term when somebody offers you a gift horse in the mouth type thing?
Yeah, right. I usually call people, like I even said to Nick, what do you drink? He goes, I don't drink it. But that was not a drinking crowd. It was just. Wine and beer.
Yeah, wine and beer.
Well, a couple people drank some bourbon, but I had a lot. You guys, because I put that stuff back, and I was like, wow, these people don't drink very much, which is whatever. Fine. I just want to make it available. But anyway, we talked about the weather last night. It was perfect, right?
It was. See, the sun was, there's a lot of shade at St. John's. Even at your house, there's a lot of shade there. You know what I mean? So St. James, I'm sorry.
If
the sun was cooking on that.
It might have been
a little warmer.
Oh, you're facing the people are facing the east, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But even with the trees there, there's a lot of shade. I was fishing yesterday, and it was at noon. It was kind of hot on the water.
Yeah, I believe that.
But Big Muff has Paul, that sound guy, and he is really.
Is that a cue to wrap it up there? Conroy.
Todd's not here.
Con, what's this? Con. Convoy. What's this?
All right.
Let's hit a quick break.
Touchdown.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There might be some new technology entering the dairy realm that could impact sales of raw milk. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Now, let's remember, here in Wisconsin, we've got laws in place that make it illegal to sell raw milk. But in California, they're looking at ways around that. A company called Tamarack Biotics has gotten initial FDA acceptance of its light-based milk process. Bob Comstock is the company's CEO.
It's kind of difficult to pasteurize milk with ultraviolet light because it doesn't penetrate into the milk. So you have to do it in very thin films and with very high turbulence to renew the surface frequently. And that enables you to kill all the bad bugs in milk very effectively. In fact, we are more effective than heat at killing all the bad bugs.
Bob Comstock, the CEO of a company called Tamarack Biotics. It's a food technology company based in Fresno, California, working at this new science-backed non-thermal way to treat milk and still call it raw. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Wednesday. A little bit mixed as far as grain. Your numbers are next.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese in Chicago dropped another 2 cents to 177. 40-pound block cheese down 2.5 at 175.5. Double A butter on Tuesday down 1.5, 257.75 per pound. This morning, July corn is up 2. December new crop currently up 2, 441. July soybeans are unchanged. November new crop up 1 at 1068. The wheat for July currently a nickel stronger, 553 a bushel. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently 3 cents stronger, 1799 a hundredweight. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight as a few showers, even a couple of rumbles of thunder move in. Light winds, morning lows in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms around, could be a bit of heavy rainfall, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin.
Chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson. Then we discuss men's mental health with DeLorean Walls from Brothers to Brothers. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app, partly cloudy with scattered storms, high in the low 70s, 66 in Green Bay, 69 in Appleton, 69 in Oshkosh. National Go Fishing Day. Nick, you got to take some time to go fishing.
And then it's followed by
Sushi Day.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I like sushi too.
Yeah. You fish every day, right?
Not every day, but.
How many days a year?
We were talking about you last night after you left, and I said, that guy's like, I don't want to judge a book by its cover. I mean, you're like really smart. You got your whole business plan on your phone. I think that's cool how you can show your gross margin and that. And like, this guy really knows what he's doing. But is that all he does? I said, he fishes all the time. I said, he fishes every day. But you don't? It's close though, right?
If you average it out like in the summertime, three times a week during the summertime, and then, you know, essentially ice fishing almost every day.
Yeah. I remember you being in here talking about that's a lot.
Yeah,
of
because well, see now I told you like this spring, so I got my captain's license, so now I am guiding. You know, I've taken clients out here a handful of times, and that so yeah, that's going that's slow and steady. You know, I don't want to plow a whole bunch of money into it.
Yeah,
because I don't want to. I'm not using the guide service as a primary income, you know what I mean?
You know what I was cool though, Nick? We had some groups in here yesterday.
Yes,
man,
I was going to say that.
Veterans, you know, I'm not crazy about the name.
What's that? I didn't.
Veterans Fishing University?
Yeah.
VFU?
I didn't see that.
It's almost as bad as the school they had up in the UP that ended up closing Finlandia University, and you'd buy their t-shirts that just say FU. So I don't know, I would work on that a little bit, maybe marketing.
This guy's out of Kewaunee. Yeah. He's out of Kewaunee, charter fisher guy.
Well, that's a charter, yes.
And him and his son, they run this thing, and you know, they obviously, you know, they're private company, and but they do a lot of veterans fishing and which is just awesome.
But not just that though, what they do is, even because this is something everybody thinks, oh, ice fishing, you dig a hole and you sit there. Well, there's a lot more to it. If you want to catch fish, anybody can dig a hole, but if you want to catch fish, there's more to it. And that's one of their lessons, is really getting people involved in ice fishing. I think that's really cool.
It's year-round. It is what they do. Yeah. That's not the seasonal.
It's ice fishing. Guide. It's fly fishing.
Right.
And it's charter fishing.
Yeah. It teaches. It's a whole year course or whatever.
That's cool.
That it's awesome what him and his kid are doing.
But you'd be a great instructor with the ice fishing.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Well, besides fly fishing, I could.
That's something I never got into. That's way too much work.
That whole flicking.
That's an art. Right?
Way too much work. And you know, that's good when you see these TV shows like Kurt Gowdy, the American Sportsman. I'm here with Oakland Raiders quarterback Daryl LaMonica, and we're fishing the Snake River in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's wide open.
Yeah.
And you go up to the UP around here, the trout streams, there's brush all over. Elders, and there's.
It looks like when they're doing that, what's that called? The back and forth, like they're getting tangled up.
I'm from, you would.
I couldn't.
No. Yeah.
But anyway, that's.
I'm perfect at flipping a worm, a night crawler, and letting it float.
Yeah.
So you're. Do you sell your fish then, or do you?
No, you cannot sell your fish.
And that's where I'm surprised at Northland Hotel that day. I had venison chili. I didn't know you could have wild game in.
You can have wild game. It's got to be processed through like a game farm or something like that.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't know the exact lingo on that, but it basically has to go through it has to be processed through somebody handling the process. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, so I did that event during the Packer draft for the Vinici family.
Yep.
You know, they're trying to get Jack Vinici into the Hall of Fame. And his brother, who's been a longtime prominent veterinarian in the area, but also raises, I want to say it's like New Zealand stags.
Okay.
Like a real high what quality. It's a type of, almost like between a deer and an elk, Nick.
Yep, yep.
Kind of.
Wow.
And the meat's supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah, because you can go to the store and you can buy, there's a couple places like
Elk.
You can buy elk, you can buy bison. I know like Primal Eats. Primal Eats offers venison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
familiar with them.
We got to get them on.
Yeah, those. That's good.
there's a handful
samples,
of places.
Samples. Yeah.
But it's not like you can go to the grocery store and get, hey, I want some venison backstraps, you know, from the butcher or whatever. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Why can't you, you don't have a license to sell? Because, I mean, is really good up in Shawano now, right? Did I hear that right?
In where?
Shawano.
What do you mean?
Shawano Lake.
Catching?
Yeah.
Well, perch has been firing in the Bay of Green Bay, maybe in Shawano. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Well, I don't have any problems in the bay right now, but
okay. But if you can, why can't you buy it and then like sell it to?
Well, because it's the processing. I'm not a certified.
Well, one of the things a DNR guy told me one time, because they belong to the state.
Well,
I mean that was, you know what I mean.
That's somewhat true.
Those fish
belong
to the state.
But
so I know that's what I'm saying.
But I don't. Basically, okay. There's no paper. You know, like if you're like say Blue Harbor up the road here, right, or LaFont's, or whatever. They're a place that they're refrigerated, they're this, they're that. Everything's
okay,
taken care of.
They have all that inspection and all that.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Because that place in Kewaunee, remember for my, they go out and they catch a fish and they smoke it. That's where we had it for that Christmas
party. Yeah, Bearcats, probably.
Yeah, that is good fish.
See, all those great places have, they're a processing, they're a licensed processing facility. So that's why.
Do you smoke your own fish?
No.
Does anybody out there smoke fish? Can you get me a salmon? Catch me a salmon.
Actually, I'm going charter fishing with a friend of mine on Sunday.
All right. Take it to that place in Kewaunee, John.
Well, I don't think you can bring your own.
Well, he's a pretty good guy. I mean, maybe he can't.
I know some people. I won't have it for you on Sunday, but I can get you some smoked salmon.
I would love a natural smoked salmon. Yeah. That is one of my favorite things in the world. Then you make a
ditto.
You ever make a dip on it? Just crackers everything. And everything, too.
Everything.
Just, God, I love that. Yeah. Actually, you know what we used to do? This sounds bad. Well, I don't think it was illegal, though, when we were kids. We used to go to this little creek, Partridge Creek. It was right by where that guy was murdered I told you about.
Yeah.
So we'd go to Partridge Creek, and we would make spears. This sounds crazy.
You're getting illegal right there.
Well, not really, though.
I don't think you can spear.
You could back then. We would, you know what we'd do? We would make spears out of old ski poles. We'd bring it to the gas station. And we'd use their grinder, their big old wheel grinder. Remember those?
Yep.
And we'd sharpen those to a needle point
That's
edge.
That's a good idea.
And thank you.
I mean, really, the length is good.
Yes. And it had the little strap on it.
Yeah.
And you'd be in the little street, these little creeks where they'd come up to spawn. And you'd just stand there, just like with it, like hip. We didn't have hip boots. We just had swampers, as we called them, the kind of boots we had.
Yeah.
And wait for them to kind of come. And you would spear them. And we'd give them to a guy to smoke, and he would smoke the suckers.
Yep.
Now, you would never think of eating a sucker.
You could, so,
but a smoked sucker tastes delicious.
So back in the day.
A lot of bones, though, in those suckers, aren't there?
Yeah,
like a lot.
Not as bad as Northerns.
Really?
I don't think. Do you think, Nick? Northern's got those Y bones. A buddy of mine pickles those, though. You never think to eat a Northern. My buddy Kaz pickles those. They're unbelievable. It's like when you get them in the winter ice fishing, it's a real firm white meat.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Kids, whatever, 16, all of those could spear.
We were 12.
I thought that was set. I thought spearing was a set aside.
I think I was legal.
Well, you can't spear.
Thing.
You can't spear. You know, everything.
Like can't spear a walleye. You know, like a normal.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
I got it. All right, I was
like, you can go.
I got
so
it.
There's
you can
some
spear
people,
carp and suckers, but you can't spear.
Right.
Okay, that's
right.
I mean, they're considered
it.
A trash fish.
Right. Well, yeah, they eat off the bottom, right?
Yeah.
But you. Eight suckers.
No, I never taste one. Otherwise, smoked.
But you don't want, you know, you want them to be smaller.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So I've been eating.
But back in, so back
did
in
you
the,
eat carp?
I never have, no.
You know, back
did they smoke?
No.
I just wanted to say, because carp was,
no
like,
carp.
Where I live, right? East Twin, West Twin River.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it was carp.
No
we
carp.
Used to catch them, but we just.
But back in the day, like in the 70s and the 80s,
right.
Probably even before the 70s, like over by 170, you know where 172, if you're going north on 41?
Yeah.
172, that used to be a drainage off of the Fox River. And the suckers would come up in there to spawn. And everybody, like all my older friends, would say, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, we'd go in there and we'd spear 100, 150 suckers a day.
I heard Pamperin Park was another place.
Pamperin Park used to have a perch run, too.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah, because Duck Creek fit into that.
Oh.
That
spearing would be fun though.
Well, like, honestly, it was
like an art. You know, I mean, wow.
I remember one time though, I went fishing with this guy. He's kind of a guide, and because when we were trout fishing, if you caught a sucker, you threw him in the swamp, you threw him in the woods, you didn't throw him back. And I mean, he's like, well, I'll tell you why, because I did. You know, I was going to throw him in the woods. He goes, what are you doing? I said, what? He goes, I catch and release everything. I go, even suckers? He goes, even suckers.
Oh.
Okay. So he was downstream a little bit. I caught another one. And I go, and I'm taking him off the hook. And it falls off the hook. I was getting him off because I got those rubbery lips like that. And he's going down. And just as he turned to say something to me, I punted it into the woods. I mean, that sounds bad, and Peter can come after me. But it was going back in the water. I didn't want to go back in the water. Yeah. And I literally punted it into the woods. We did not have a good rest of the day.
Nick, though, with your business, right, you sell the fish. That's legal. You can
catch it. No. So, like, here's the thing.
Jim, pay attention. Let's start
I don't get the license thing, though. I admit that's
you can help people catch fish.
Yes.
But nobody is allowed to sell fish unless you're charter, or unless you're commercial.
Yes. Okay. So like Tom Drzewicki.
Yeah.
He is a commercial fisherman.
All right.
So in the summertime, he goes out to net and then he sells it to the fish houses.
All right. Okay. I got it. I was curious as to why. If somebody fishes 3 days a week, I would think you would probably could only eat X and then you'd probably want to sell
I give
X.
Away stuff. I trade. Right.
Okay.
I barter.
Okay. I'm going to.
All right.
I'm
that not makes more sense.
But what are the laws? And I don't know anybody that's ever been busted on this. On how many frozen fish you're allowed
2 day possession limit for per person in your household.
Okay. Now, I heard that you can't even take walleye back from Canada these days. Is that true?
No, you can.
Oh, you can. Okay.
But
that's only a 1 day limit too, right?
Well, yeah. See, each state has their own thing. So here's the thing. The Bay of Green Bay is 15 perch a day. Okay. That's why you have to label everything in your freezer. 15 perch a day in the bay. And inland lakes, most inland lakes are 25. There's a different slot on 100 lakes in Wisconsin. It's called a 25-10 rule. So the 25-10 means you can keep 25 panfish, but 10 of any species, and then the last five of the 25 was five. So, like, if you're fishing a lake that has perch, bluegills, and crappies, you're allowed 10, 10, and 5 of whatever variation, okay?
Okay, who's... Do they bond? I mean, come on.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Really? They
yes,
come over looking
Do they get like a search warrant or
no. what? No. Well, yeah, right. if they suspect you, I've already had the DNR at my house.
Wow.
I have. I've had the DNR at my house, but so here's the thing when you talk about Canada, you know, like how they whatever. So when you go to Devil's Lake, South Dakota, you go to Michigan or Minnesota, you're allowed.
Is it Mille Lacs or something?
Yeah, Mille Lacs, yeah.
Mille Lacs.
But like I ice fish in Winnipegosh and Cass Lake. So you're only allowed 20 fish per day coming back. So a total of 40 perch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to follow the laws of the state of whatever state you're coming in, because some of those states only let you bring across so much fish.
So it doesn't matter how much the state you had been in, what their rules it all depends what you're bringing in.
So each state is different. Okay.
What's Wisconsin? 15? And plus 5?
No. It depends where you fish. Again, the Bay of Green Bay is 15. Shawano's 25. You know,
okay. Let's just say, Nick, you go get your commercial license. Then there's no limit, right?
Well, yeah, but you're selling those to a fish house.
You can't sell it to Merrick's. You got to sell it to that.
Correct.
Guy. Okay.
Correct.
Interesting Correct. Business.
That's what I mean. There's a lot more to it than you think.
Yeah. And there's quotas too. So, like, if quotas are hit, if the DNR sets quotas, so if quotas are hit, then you're done for the year.
Yeah, they'll shut it down.
Yeah.
I will say this: whatever they did, they made a big comeback. Because when I first
I'll
came
give
here,
you that.
You could catch 100 perch a day.
Yeah.
And then it went quiet.
Out, right.
And
well, because nice it was job. Because it was 100 perch a day.
Yeah. Exactly. We're going to a quick break. Back with more after this.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor.
Smell breakfast.
That was really good.
I told you, I wasn't lying.
Oh, yes.
That was I was impressed.
Abroad.
Five?
Huh?
Five stars.
It's early. Yeah, it's early.
No, it was actually, I didn't have the bread. I had the hot dogs.
Oh, you had the hot dogs.
Just cut it in half. Those were big hot dogs.
Yeah, they were.
But that, I'll tell you what. It's, I gave you not crap, but you have the gas grill. But it tasted smoky. It had a little bit of a smoky flavor.
And I didn't have any wood chips.
You didn't put it in wood chip, but it was good.
Yeah, the gas grill.
See, just think if you had that fresh last night, John. Yeah, you should have come.
Yes. I like the... the chili stuff on top there.
Yeah, the chili.
That's
good.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good. Everything.
Like, sauerkraut?
Yeah. You that's can really have the sauerkraut. You can stuff the sauerkraut.
No.
That's the only time I eat sauerkraut.
I'm not a sauerkraut guy. I'm really not. The only time I have sauerkraut is for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for corned beef and cabbage.
It's really good for you.
Sauerkraut is sauerkraut, cabbage, right?
Yeah. It's like really good for you.
It's sauerkraut. Do you have sauerkraut and pork and you don't... Do you want to put sauerkraut in, like, pork hocks or pork? No? That's a big thing at our house. Huh?
I don't the thought of that. Eating pork hocks doesn't do it to me.
Hey, you want to lose some weight, John? Just start eating some pork hocks.
Wow. But pork. Sauerkraut, when you read about it, it's like, I know it must be salty, right? Yeah, but, well, I mean, you read about it, like,
fermented cabbage.
It's fantastic
full
for
cabbage
you.
Soup.
Yeah.
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 There's so many, it's just... and I'm not a good cook, but it is fun to cook. There's so many things online, well, and there's things that you can and recipes from like my my mom is Polish. I was telling you earlier, my dad's German, but just some of their old recipes are really. I made my mom some kliskos and klas. It's a Polish soup, and you know they have Poles didn't have any money, so it's like
make whatever you got.
Well, it's like potatoes, and vinegar and pork hocks. And she said it reminds me when I was a little kid. I mean, because those recipes don't change, right? I mean,
well, right. As long as you have somebody doing it, authentic, you know, like my grandparents.
It takes all day. You're right.
Yeah, you're
like
Serbian,
my grandparents are Serbian,
that's
so
right.
Yeah, it's hard to get Serbian food anymore. There's no Serbian restaurants up here.
No.
There's a Serbian food truck in Sheboygan. You know, the closest you have to go is Milwaukee.
Like, what would be a Serbian mainstay?
Well, the most popular
Polish would be hogs, right? Pork.
Yeah,
for a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, again, they just—it's just not a lot of money. The Poles.
No, that's
just,
what I mean.
Okay,
but I mean,
just
so it's
pork
hocks and
vinegar
and
potatoes.
So Serbs did a lot of like when you did picnics or cookouts or stuff like that. They would do like pig, lamb, or chickens on a spit.
Oh,
okay. See,
that was
that's
a summertime
a bit more
thing.
Sounds really good. I love the lamb.
No, lamb. I'll tell you what, lamb is.
That's the only thing Jim's ever made and brought in that I didn't like.
These guys
the
didn't like
only
it.
Thing, I swear to
I'll
God.
I'll tell you what,
but I don't even like gyros. I just don't like the taste of lamb. I don't know what it is.
No. We'll see so there's an event in Milwaukee. It's gone on forever. It's called Serbian Days. It's in August. Okay.
Is that where they have like Italian days and the Polish days?
Except this is at Serb Hall in Milwaukee.
Oh, all right. This isn't on the Lake Shore. Okay.
No, this is at Serb Hall. It's the oldest active Serbian. It's a bowling alley. There's a monastery there. There's everything. There's a whole big complex. We'll see. If our schedules line up, let's go down there and then you can experience all
great.
Of it. All of it.
Because like you said, we just don't have that here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're...
Right.
Those festivals, and I still, with Light Park, once Light Park gets done, you know, they have a lot of work to do,
right.
The bathrooms and the Banshee, but those ethnic festivals are so much fun because it's not just the food, but it's the music and it's the dress. And man, to do those for 2 or 3 days, you know, I mean, nobody does it better than Milwaukee, but boy, we have a great mix of people here, right? I mean, you know, we definitely do obviously the Italians, the Germans, the French, and that would be fun to do that. Polish, and they get all that red, and it's just great Polish food, and those, and that brings people together. It's not just to honor that culture. It's everybody comes because they want to experience the music. And
Was there a big Serb population in Wisconsin?
Milwaukee, yes.
Oh,
Milwaukee
really?
And Chicago, yep. So my grandparents came over to Ellis Island after World War II. They actually met in a concentration camp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your parents or grandparents?
Grandparents. Yeah. So anyway, they sat at Ellis Island until they got their papers. You know, because after World War II, they had all the refugees coming.
Sure.
But they didn't, you know, they had to wait there for their papers. And then from there, then they sent them to different cities with their papers. And they got them a job right away. They had a job when they left Ellis Island. So my grandfather worked at Ellis Chalmers. When he left New York.
Well, that's good.
He had a job at Ellis Chalmers as soon as they got to Milwaukee.
Wow.
And then my grandmother worked for a leather belts and stuff like that.
You know, you're talking about the Serbian club or whatever you call it there.
The Serb Hall.
But those nationalities, they had to do their own thing.
They did.
To kind of protect themselves and take care of each other.
That's why the churches are all French, German, you know.
Yep.
So if you look at the Serbians, I don't want to stereotype, but I want to kind of like, you know, like they'll look at some of the Germans may have been a little bit more, you know, industrial, and like Italians settled in a certain area, had certain things.
They worked in the mines. That's all the Italians did. Very seriously.
I'm just curious. I don't know a lot about your ancestry. Like what Serbians, and you say they're strong in Milwaukee?
They were. Well, there's all ethnic, you know, there's Latinos, there's Italians, Polacks, you know, everything down there.
Yeah, Polish.
Yeah, but there was like many colonies of Serbs everywhere, even down in like Texas. So like when my uncle moved away to Texas, there's like a huge Serbian community down in Texas.
You know, there's a big Croatian population up in the UP.
Yeah.
There was. Oh. They all came over to work in the copper mines.
Mm-hmm.
It is. That's what it was. It was just like jobs, right?
You know,
and some people on the railroad.
Well, it was manual labor. After World War II, they came after.
This is hard to believe, but a lot of Bohemians from the Czech Republic moved to Texas. And they started up some of the big beer companies in Texas.
Yeah, awesome.
The Bohemians did it. They brought Pilsen beer and Bohemian beer to Texas.
See, that's...
Yeah, so you never know. That. I like
it's,
that stuff.
Oh, man.
Nick Slavke, Chase Kirk. Nick, where are you going to be, buddy?
Hopefully tonight, Wednesday, Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
Friday, Howard Commons Glam Band. Saturday, Howard Commons, I believe, Daddy D Productions.
Wow. Really? I'll tell you what, you're hanging out with some cool people.
You are. Yeah. And that they're getting it going over there.
Yep.
Yeah. It's coming along for them. Phenomenal. Thanks for being here. We got Joe Verdigan coming up talking about a tremendous event he's being a part of. Back after this.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s to low 100s, and it won't cool down much overnight. A hurricane's expected to form today in the Pacific off Costa Rica, eyeing Acapulco. Erica could be the fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News.